This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now for Art Space and Conversation, your backstage pass to Taranaki's most exciting emerging artist. Join Taran Utinger now as she talks to the artists who are exhibiting in our art space, thanks to the Toy Foundation. Welcome to Art Space and Conversations.
No mai, haere mai, and welcome back to Art Space on Access Radio Taranaki, where we shine a spotlight on the artists, dreamers and creators of all ages who bring our gallery walls to life. This month, Art Space is bursting with colour, rhythm and imagination because we're celebrating something really special. A brand new dance theatre production of Giraffes Can't Dance is hitting the stage at the Valdecan Dance Centre this August, and our gallery is proudly showcasing a jungle of joyous artwork inspired by the story. And all of this is created by tamariki from across our rohe in Taranaki. Now, if you haven't read Giraffes Can't Dance, don't worry, I'm a mum of a youngster, so I'll paint the picture for you. Gerard the giraffe is tall, a little bit awkward, and not exactly graceful on the dance floor. In fact, when the jungle animals all gather for their big annual dance, with cha-cha-chaing chimps, tangoing lions, and warthogs who waltz, poor Gerald feels like he doesn't belong. But with a little encouragement from a wise cricket and the courage to find his own rhythm, Gerald discovers that maybe, just maybe, he can dance after all. At its heart, this is a story about difference, about courage, and about the quiet power of believing in yourself. And this year, the Valdecan Dance Theatre has transformed that beloved book into a full-blown production. A production filled with music, movement, narration and colour. Performances run from August 8th to August 17th, and some of the shows are already sold out, which tells you how much Taranaki is excited for this one, especially people with young kids. Here at Access Radio Taranaki, we're thrilled to support this production through our Art Space Gallery. This month's exhibition is really cute and really special. It features a collection of giraffe-themed artworks created by tamariki who have drawn, painted, and imagined their own interpretation of Gerald's world. Each piece is unique and colourful and as bold as Gerald's final dance. So if you pop into the station this month, you'll see an array of painted giraffes leaping through colour. It is joyful, it is hopeful, and it's the perfect reminder, just like the show itself, that everyone has their own rhythm and their own way of moving in the world, and every way is worthy. Now, our station manager, Tracy Blake, caught up with Jane Roseman from the Valdecan Dance Theatre. Sit back and enjoy the kōrero. It's all about the dance show itself and the exhibition.
I have on the line Jane Roseman from the Valdecan Dance Centre. Welcome, Jane.
Thanks very much. Hi, Trace. Good to be here.
Hi. Thank you. Hey, now tell me, what is the show about? Giraffes Can't Dance.
Well, it's a very, very popular and well-known show, which I'm sure all the younger set and the parents of the younger set will know because it's very popular at schools. A very well-known and loved story, a heartwarming journey about Gerald, an awkward and ungainly giraffe who longs to join in the jungle dance. And while the other animals, there are waltzing warthogs and rock and rolling rhinos, cha-cha dancing chimps and many more, they are dancing around, they show off their moves, but Gerald feels very left out. But with a bit of encouragement from a wise and friendly cricket, he discovers his own rhythm and learns to dance in his own special way.
Wonderful.
And the message made in heaven for the dance theater, of course, is everybody can dance if they find the music that they love.
Absolutely. Jane, how many people have you got participating in the show?
Well, there are 22 in the actual cast, and that doesn't include the backstage and the people who've gone into helping it before. And they range in age from 5-year-olds to 75 plus. So we've got
Wonderful.
a range of ages and abilities and types in
That's
the group.
great. Now, how many choreographers have you had put all this together?
Well, there's only two. There's myself, and then there's Shelley Presney. And we've worked it on it together. We've selected all the music for the various dances, and we've got a narrator as well, Mervyn Chivers. So for people who think they're going to have to figure out what's happening, that's not the case. It'll all be very easily put in front of them. So we've got telling the story in narration and music and dance and mime and terrific costumes and lighting. So it should be great fun.
Certainly sounds like it. How long have you been in rehearsal for?
Well, Shelley and I have been working on it since early this year, trying to select music. I can't tell you how many cha-chas we went through trying to
I
find
can imagine.
perfect cha-cha, but it's taken us, and then the choreography. And then the good thing about it also is that we've made the pieces to suit the dancers. So sometimes they've had input. We've obviously used things that they do well, tried to extend them, made the dances to suit the people. So it's been fun. So,
Certainly sounds like it.
but the
Sounds
rehearsals
great.
have probably only happened for the last sort of 3-4 months.
Okay, now that's great. Now, of course, the show's on at the legendary Val Deakin Dance Centre, and obviously we lost Val earlier on this year, and what a loss she certainly has been for the community. And
Absolutely,
I
yes.
guess this makes this performance even more special in her honour, I guess you could say, I would
Yes, and
imagine.
trying to continue the legacy that she have of making dance available to all and presenting dance by performers of all ages and for performers of all ages.
I've always thought, Jane, that anything to do with performance shouldn't be, in my term I've always used, it should never be just a rich kid's sport.
Absolutely.
You know, and that
Yeah.
love of performing and that love of dance. I mean, I was lucky, I had the opportunity as a child to go to ballet, and I went right through till I was 18, and you never lose it. But that, and that love of dance is always there. And I would hate to think how many young children, particularly, never get given that opportunity to be able to dance.
Absolutely.
And that's.
Early days of the dance theater, we took an education program to schools, primary, intermediate, and secondary, all throughout the North Island. In fact, we went to and performed for every school in Taranaki, and many in Manawatu, and many in Whanganui, and all around, and parts of the South Island as well. And there were times when kids would put their head to the curtains or on the stage and said, "Are yous real live dancers?"
Oh,
Because we were
beautiful.
perhaps, and maybe still, their only experience of live dance, or maybe their only experience of dance. I don't know. But anyhow, so that's always been part of the mission, was to
Absolutely, that to
take it
make it
out.
accessible for all.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of accessibility for all, you've got eight public performances on the 9th, the 10th, the 16th, and 17th of August at the Val Deakin Dance Centre, 10:30 and 1:30 each day over those weekends.
That's right. Yeah. Huh?
Cost-wise, to get in to see the show, what are you looking at?
Adults are 20, seniors and students are 15, and children up to and including 15-year-olds are $10.
Gosh, that's accessible. Wonderful. Val, we're going to be
There are
putting a.
special group and family discounts if people want to write to us.
Oh no, that's wonderful. Jane, the other thing I was going to talk to you about is we've got your. Obviously, the dancers and supporters from, as you say, from the different schools around coming in, going to be exhibiting an amazing array of artwork that they've been doing. They're going to be showcasing it in our gallery here over the next month through the month of August. Tell me about that.
Well, we put it out to all schools, and some of them are still coming back with more artwork. Some of them we said anything you like. Some we said, for want of a better word, here is an outline of various things. What would you like? What colors should they be? Others we said, what would you like to see at the production? Who do you think will be in it? And that sort of thing. So left it open for them to write, do whatever they wanted. Some of the schools really went to town and had great art days, especially a little while ago when we had all those wet days and there was not much outdoor activity happening. A lot of the schools went to town and had fabulous art days and have made wonderful, wonderful works, some of which have been on display at the library, but not there anymore, obviously, during the holidays. And some of those will be going up and more included at Access Radio.
No, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Jane. Of course, people can head along to the website valdeacondance.org.nz for information on tickets. We'll put a link up on our Facebook page as well for people to be able to purchase tickets. Have a wonderful season and break a leg.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much for your time.
So, folks, whether you're planning to head along to the show or just to catch a little of the magic, come and take a wander through the art space this August. We're open weekdays at Access Radio Taranaki on the ground floor of the Top Town complex. Bring your kids, bring your own inner child, and let Jared remind you that sometimes the most beautiful dances happen when no one is trying to fit in and we start moving to our own unique beat. Huge mihi to the Toy Foundation for sponsoring this community art space here at Access Radio Taranaki and allowing people like the children of the Valdecan Dance Theatre to have a space to exhibit their work. Art Space is Access Radio Taranaki's in-house gallery. It's a warm, welcoming little corner of creativity nestled within the walls of our station. But it's more than just a space to hang pictures. It's a visual extension of everything that Access Radio Taranaki stands for. Community storytelling, inclusive expression, and amplifying voices that don't always get heard or don't always get space. So thanks to the Toy Foundation, ArtSpace is completely free to use. We don't charge commission, there are no hiring fees, there's no barriers to access. That means artists of all backgrounds, style, stages, and means can exhibit their work here with full support. So each month, the space transforms. One month, you might see abstract works exploring identity and belonging. The next month, you might see a photographic series about rural life. The following month, you might see a collection of beautiful, colourful drawings from a collection of tamariki. The exhibitions here at ArtSpace often tie in with wider storytelling. They are featured in radio interviews, podcasts, or community events, like the dance show. This gives artists more than just a wall. They get a microphone too. It's outreach for our community. At Access Radio, we believe everyone has a story, and ArtSpace brings those stories to life in colour, in texture, in image. Might be someone's first ever exhibition. Might be a collaborative piece by rangatahi. Might be a grandmother's quilt, a student's photography, or a series painted to process grief and celebrate joy. Whatever it is, ArtSpace holds it with care, and it's a place you can visit. Because here we don't just believe in broadcasting voices, we believe in seeing them too. So if you're walking past Top Town, come on in, pause, look around, feel the magic. You might just see yourself reflected on the walls. And if you're interested in being one of our exhibiting artists, then visit us here at the station and have a kōrero with us. You can also email us or reach out on social media. You can even give us a phone call. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody, to hear about Giraffes Can Dance with Valdecan Dance Theatre. Pop in and see the exhibition and stay creative, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.